and a very special guest this morning.
Brad, on Saturday, Veterans Day, there's going to be a concert, and part of the proceeds will go to a veterans organization. And putting on the concert is the Director of Music Ministries at Center Congregational Church in downtown Torrington. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Matt Valenti. Matt, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Dan, thank you. And Brad, thank you very much for having me today.
When I saw you walk in, I remembered like that the face.
You did.
Honest to God.
Yeah, we've been together before.
Down at the Goodwin Hotel.
Yep. Yeah, at an interview. Yep. For sure. And I hope you two are good after your whole vacation. You rested up well.
Oh, we're ready.
We're ready to go. Yeah,
well,
nice.
I am. I slept on my new pillow, you know, and I have my, my New Balance shoes on.
My God, he's a walking commercial. He's got the New Balance shoes plus the pillow.
That's terrific.
All right.
So this concert is going to be, actually we corrected that since I wrote to you, Dan, 100% of the proceeds are going to go to the Disabled American Veterans.
Oh, that's terrific.
That's fabulous.
Wow. Yeah.
That is fabulous.
The Disabled American Veterans, as you, I'm sure you know, being a former Marine, Brad, is a leader in connecting veterans with meaningful employment, hosting job fairs, and they also have assist veterans with benefit claims, 292,000 benefit claims annually.
Really?
Yeah.
That many?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
And in 2016, the DAV helped attain more than $4 billion in new and retroactive benefits to care for veterans, their families, and their survivors.
Now, what are you actually going to? You're going to put on a concert?
Yes. I've been a music teacher for 43 years in the public schools. But besides that, I play at convalescent homes. Actually, this is the touch point chair. I played a touch point around the convalescent homes there with my piano and violin.
Wow.
I also play about 5 convalescent homes a month. And I have played restaurants for 42 years, most notably the Tributary Restaurant in Winsted, Dan, kind of near you. For 23 years I was there. Many of my people that I've played for at the Tributary, I'm sure, would recognize, you know, my name and that I was there. So
I just think it's when Dan told me that you were going to do this, I said, you know, didn't surprise me, but I think it's fabulous as far as the veterans go, because that's, oh, my God, so many have so many troubles.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as you know, we as a nation really have let our veterans down. It's a shame. I'm not a veteran, but I have great respect for those that leave everything behind to serve and protect the rest of us and our freedoms. And that's why when the Church Music Committee, Center Congregational Church, it's on 155 Main Street in Torrington across from City Hall, decided to do a benefit concert. And when we chose Veterans Day, I thought, let's do take all the proceeds, put it towards, veterans. That'll be good. It's Saturday at 7 o'clock.
This is going to be at the church?
It's going to be right at the church.
You're doing one in Torrington. I'm doing one in, Suffield.
Is that right?
Yep.
The music is going to be music of the armed services. It's going to be some Broadway tunes. It's going to be some movie themes, the best of movie, theme songs. It's going to be this is my 8th benefit concert that I've done in my life.
And you're going to give us a little example too.
Yeah, we have a CD, of some, and I'm sure you'll recognize the tune. It's called, You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel.
Oh, one of my favorite songs.
Honest to God. Let's hear it. Guilty. Made my day.
I'll tell you what, Brad. Some of our more mature listeners might remember the late great crooner Perry Como. In his later years, he would go on tour, and that was one of the signature songs at his concert, and would bring the house down. Matt, you gave me chills.
Thank you.
Just the way you... just unbelievable.
Well, there'll be tunes like from Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera, you know, all the best of Broadway, the best of musicals, plus service music from all the armed forces. And I'm taking requests from veterans, because we have a lot of veterans at our church. Our minister, our pastor, Mark Pelletier, he is a veteran as well. And last year we did a wonderful Veterans Day ceremony during the service, where we had pictures of all the veterans of our church and beyond, pictures set to music. I set it to music, and he put together the slideshow, as it were. And it was a wonderful event.
Wow. You know, I've got to tell you, because she's going to be here tomorrow. I have the mother, which is just a tough one to do. It's going to be on Veterans Day. And I don't know if you know this. I didn't know it. But 22 veterans tragically take their lives every day suffering from emotional wounds. And she is the mother of one. And she's coming in here sitting where you are right now tomorrow.
You know, I didn't know that. Huh? I did know that.
You did?
Yes, I did. There are a lot of suicides among veterans. Mm-hmm. They can't handle the emotional thing that they've had over the years, and then they finally just can't take it anymore.
And when I first met her, she was wonderful. But I just think to do something like this,
I know it.
You know what I mean? And you're here today. I mean, everything to me in life, everything happens for a certain reason at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. I truly do.
I do too.
Brad, I know we're coming up on traffic, so we'll get a traffic report, and then we'll be back with Matt Valenti.
And it's 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. Boy, this music get you?
Well, Matt Valenti, Director of Music Ministry, Center Congregational Church in downtown Torrington.
Your home.
My hometown, Matt said. The church, for those who don't know, located right across the street from Torrington City Hall, and he's putting on one of his concerts on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Center Congregational Church, and proceeds from the event will benefit the disabled veterans. Matt, the church, that's putting a concert on in that church, the acoustics are outstanding, aren't they?
It's unbelievable. And the church has had many, many, many concerts in the past. It's been a beacon for the community. They hold many events there. We have people that, you know, use the church for rehearsals and that kind of thing. One of the things I know you would remember, and I'm sure you do, Brad, is when Center Congregational Church burned down.
I do remember that, yes.
And I do.
Yeah, I was playing at the Yankee Peddler Inn just a block away while the fire was going on.
Yeah.
And what I did come to find out, because I haven't always been at Center, I've only been music director the last 3 or 4 years, came to find out is the piano, the grand piano on the front, is 104 years. But that and the refrigerator are the only two things that survived the fire.
No kidding.
Yeah, we call it the miracle piano. it's a 104-year-old Steinway. Of course, the case was badly damaged, but the piano was, you know, re-put back, and it's an original Steinway piano. So every Sunday when I play it, it's just, you know, to me, like I say, playing on the miracle piano is a really cool thing.
Well, you are playing this morning.
Hey, thanks.
My spies tell me, and I know I can speak for Dan. This is one of mine, and I'm sure it's one of Dan's favorite songs.
Okay.
another factoid, by the way. Sinatra, you guys have heard of him, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Long before he used to end his concerts with New York, New York, and before that, My Way, he used to end his concerts by singing America. If that doesn't give you chills, I don't know what
for
does.
Sure. Yeah, man. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Matt, what inspired you to pursue a career in music?
Well, my father was a piano teacher in New Britain for years and years and years, right across from the central Connecticut. I think he's had every kid that took piano took from my dad. So I kind of was, you could say, pushed into it. My father always wanted me to play. And so I started doing that. And then it was, I started the violin, then I started trumpet, and I went into education.
The whole orchestra.
Exactly. I went into education. I went to Hart College of Music, you know, and met my wife there. I was a flutist, and so the whole family's musical. You know, my daughter, Heather, was a Hart major at Hart. My daughter, Maura, was a Hart major at Juilliard School of Music, and went to Yale, and now is at Oxford getting her doctorate degree in England. So, you know, my wife is a private flute teacher in New Hartford, and piano. So, you know, we all.
Yeah, but I think what you're doing is, you know something? You're out there with the public. You're doing something that, I mean, just what you played here. Just what you had, you know, on recordings. How many recordings do you have?
I have three. I have a Christmas recording. I have one I call An Hour of Faith, named after my granddaughter, Faith. My Christmas recording is Jack Frost Christmas, because my grandson's named Jack, so I dedicated that to him.
Well, you have an invitation right now, because I am going to be doing Christmas week. Dan's going to be on vacation.
Okay.
But I'm putting together a special with the producers here, a special Christmas week of music.
Oh, wow.
And so I would like very much to have you.
Oh, sure.
To have you do this for me.
Let's talk about it.
But for the audience.
Yeah. And like I said, my Hour of Faith was for Faith, my granddaughter. And then finally just put together a group of songs that were Broadway and musicals that was actually dedicated to the church in a way. It was called The Homecoming. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite songs, I have many favorite songs, but one of them was The Homecoming from the movie The Homecoming.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why it was named after that.
Wow.
And of course, you know, it's fun, and I've composed music along with my wife. My wife's my lyricist, and we've had 8 musicals produced at the Warner Theater. You know, besides Jackal and the one we talked to you about, we had a number of musicals there. So.
You know something, in that theater, just to think, and I remember when I had Bobby Vinton there, way back when they just reopened it, and when it was going to be
torn down for a parking lot.
Yes,
would you believe that? Would you
believe it? Well, I believe it because one of our musicals is called Stage Presence, and it was the story of the Warner Theater's rebirth.
Yeah.
And that was produced at the Warner.
I'll never forget those two nights that I was with Bobby.
We have a song called The City Council Samba in it, which talks about tearing it down and making a parking lot.
Now, how can people get tickets to the event?
Yeah.
Okay, tickets will be sold at the door. Mm-hmm. They're $10 a piece. There aren't any advance tickets. But if people want more information, they could email me at musicdirectorccc@gmail.com. Or they could call the church office at 860-489-8301. There's no advance tickets necessary, really, but if they come to the door, they'll get in.
I've been in there several times.
It's well over 200.
That's
so
what I was going
to
say.
If we draw that kind of a crowd, I would love it. I'd be able to have them write a check to the disabled American veterans for that kind of an amount.
I mean, what a great way to spend a Saturday night. There's plenty of great restaurants in the area. Grab a bite to eat and then go to the concert.
What is the one right around the corner?
Oh, you got the Venetian.
The Venetian. That's the one.
There's a restaurant next to the Warner Theater.
Yep.
You got a lot of restaurants in the area.
Backstage.
7 o'clock this coming Saturday night.
Yeah, and there's a reception afterwards. At 8 o'clock, there's going to be cookies and you know, different things out for people to enjoy and talk to me about the concert. And
that's terrific.
Be a lot of
now,
fun.
Dan, wow. You have his, where I can get a hold of him.
Yes, I do.
All right.
His contact information.
Because you're going to.
We're going to make sure we get the national anthem from him and some Christmas music.
Absolutely.
You got it.
Absolutely. That's all
true.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to have a great. You know, I love Christmas.
Yeah, I do too.
We all do.
Can we get to Thanksgiving first?
Yeah, they're playing music.
And that's
the
final word for today. Can we get to Thanksgiving first? All right.
Hey, Matt, thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thank you,
both
Great
of you.
To see you again.
A lot of big respect for you, both of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.